The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing on this December 31st, our final day of 2020. My name is Becky, and it is 3:02 p.m. if you are listening to our live broadcast, or 6:02 p.m. if you are listening to our replay, and some other time altogether if you are listening to us via ktqa.org or daily.ktqa.org. Remember, the Daily Briefing is the place where, since March, you've been getting your state-level and local-level updates and information on COVID-19 and what resources are available to us to keep us connected as we stay physically separate. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Of course, they're closed today and tomorrow for the New Year's holidays. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the coronavirus Q&A line by texting 211-211, and dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online to get connected with those resources. We've got some state-level updates for us today. So federal law requires health insurers to waive copays and deductibles for COVID-19 vaccines after January 1st. But almost all health insurers in Washington state will be doing so for any customers who received their vaccines this month. So far, the insurance providers who've agreed to cover all COVID-19 vaccine costs when recipients receive their vaccine in December include Aetna, Cigna, Coordinated Care, Kaiser, Molina, Pacific Source, Premera, Providence, and Regents and United. Washingtonians who still need health insurance can sign up during the state's open enrollment period that's going on right now and lasting through January 15th. All you got to do is go to wahealthplanfinder.org. You can also see there if you qualify for Medicaid or low-cost health insurance. Health officials are urging people to be on the lookout for signs of suicide risk among youth, since studies suggest that 1 in 4 kids under the age of 18 has had suicidal thoughts since the pandemic began. Luckily, there are many resources available for both adults and youth experiencing distress, as well as those who are caring for youth. The Washington Listens support line for managing stress and getting referrals for behavioral health services is 1-833-681-0211. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number is 1-800-273-8255 for English, or for Spanish, 1-888-628-9454. En español, el número de teléfono para prevenir el suicidio. Si estás en crisis, es 888-628-9454. The Crisis Text Line provides confidential text access from anywhere in the U.S. to a trained crisis counselor. All you got to do is text the word HEAL, H-E-A-L, to 741-741. Frontline workers who are experiencing mental or emotional crisis can text the word FRONTLINE to 741-741 and get connected with someone specifically trained to address your needs. Teens can call or text the Teen Link number at 866-833-6546. And individuals struggling with substance use or addiction can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline at 366-789-1511. And if you find yourself driving in the car right now without a pen and paper or ability to write some of those numbers down, remember you can always go to daily.ktqa.org. Click on the date that you heard this episode, and all the information will be right there shortly after broadcast. As a reminder from the state, on this New Year's Eve, indoor social gatherings with people from outside your household are prohibited unless all participants have quarantined for 14 days or have quarantined for the past week and received a negative COVID-19 test result within the last 48 hours. These statewide orders are in effect through January 11th. Anyone who tests negative still needs to wear a mask and stay 6 feet away from others if gathering indoors or outdoors. Open windows and doors for fresh air if people from different households are congregating indoors. Keep gatherings to 5 or fewer people that you don't live with and maintain at least 6 feet of distance. If you are gathering, encourage guests to bring food and drinks for themselves instead of potluck-style gatherings, and that's to avoid possible viral contamination involved in food sharing. And of course, always clean and disinfect surfaces that guests or you may encounter and wash hands frequently. Those are recommendations from our local Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, our State Department of Health, and the CDC. Sticking with our state-level updates, there are updates regarding unemployment benefits. All eligible claimants receiving benefits from any unemployment program, except for the training benefits program, will be getting an extra $300 per week under new federal legislation. Payment processing is expected to start by January 15th. More information is available online at esd.wa.gov/COVID-FAQ. The governor has formally issued an extension of the eviction moratorium as he'd announced last week. All existing provisions are extended through March 31st, and certain adjustments were added this time around to provide additional support for landlords and property owners. State rental assistance programs now get to incorporate newly approved federal rental assistance funding with the aim of enabling landlords, property owners, and property managers to initiate an application for rental assistance on behalf of tenants who are behind in rent. In addition, landlords and property owners are now permitted to communicate with their tenants in support of their applications for rental assistance. That full proclamation can be found online at governor.wa.gov in the news and media section. Moving on to regional level information. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 414 new COVID-19 cases today and 222 cases yesterday. The department also discovered an error in pulling cases from the data management system that resulted in an incorrect report of 370 cases on December 29th. That number included a lot of out-of-county cases, and the correct number for December 29th is actually 209 cases. So about 160 fewer cases than initially reported. The department has adjusted cumulative figures accordingly, and the county's average cases per day over the last 2 weeks is still 251. That's still pretty high. And with a 6-day lag to account for data accuracy, which we saw just now is quite important, the case rate per 100,000 people in Pierce County is 453. Now, for reference, spread of COVID-19, one of the indicators that it is under control is when that number is 25 or below 25 per 100,000 people. And right now we are sitting at 453. COVID-19 community transmission is definitely there, and it is definitely high. Based on data, there is a 24% chance that at least one person would be infected with COVID-19 at a gathering of any 20 people in Pierce County. So keep that in mind as you determine what your activities are going to be like over this particular holiday. There are lots of free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. Our King County listeners can go to kingcounty.gov, and really listeners from anywhere in the state can go to coronavirus.wa.gov because there will be links to follow to say get tested. But for our Pierce County locations, you could visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department webpage, tpchd.org/COVID test. There's no mobile testing today or tomorrow from the health department, but the department will be back this weekend offering free testing on Saturday, January 2nd at the Fraternal Order of Eagles building in Ording and at Journey Church in Tacoma. No ID is required. Tests are free and open to anyone at those Tacoma Pierce County Health Department mobile testing events. Most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., but do check tpchd.org for specifics. and for other testing locations at clinics, hospitals, and the like. Generally, COVID-19 testing results are available within 3 to 7 days. And remember, if that 7-day time period for waiting seems like a long time, if you are getting tested for COVID-19 because maybe you're experiencing symptoms or you've had exposure to someone who's been sick, remember you're supposed to be quarantining for at least that long anyway. So stay tight, stay connected through radio and other technology, and just wait it out. In the meantime, keep masking up, washing hands, using sanitizer, and staying home. Whew. So on this December 31st, we're nearly with 2020 behind us. And I wanted to just address our listeners a little bit because I've been finding myself reflecting on KTQA's really exciting accomplishments, but also the tremendous curveballs that coronavirus tossed our way this year. But even with these challenges, some of the highlights are that we were able to hold our first community engagement event way back in February at Blackfleet. Thank you so much to those who joined us there. I was so pleased to meet so many of you. And we'd aimed to host another community event right after that first one, in March or April, when, as we know, the first set of closures and stay-at-home orders went into effect. But hopefully we've used radio to uplift and entertain us in isolation through really the thick of the stay-at-home orders and beyond throughout the summer and the fall season. So even though it was really only my and Sam's fingers on buttons, you know, I was really so privileged to have been able to engage community members through this, the KTQA Daily Briefing, where throughout the spring and summer, we heard from more than 90 different people and organizations. It's very exciting. So we've heard from writers like Marissa Meyer and Brent Hardinger. We heard from activists like Aaron Sarvis of the New Generation 2.0 and Tacoma Peace Laureate Marilyn Kimmerling. Poets like Bethany B. Light Montgomery and Richard Wakefield. We heard from musical groups like the Tacoma Refugee Choir and Gilded Lily. We heard from artists like Mindy Barker and Jasmine Iona Brown, health and wellness specialists like Antonia Hernandez and Robert Demko. We heard from owners of unique Tacoma businesses that you're not going to get anywhere else, like Tinkertopia and Cat Finated. We heard from service organizations like Sound Outreach, Eloise's Cooking Pot, Nourish Pierce County. We were able to connect with community partners, the Hilltop Action Coalition, BT Radio Universal, and Latinx en Acción. I was really excited to be talking to public servants like Kristen Eng, Connie Ladenberg, Twine and Nobles, and cultural institutions like our zoos, our libraries, our museums, schools and hospitals, and festivals gone virtual this year. Our trails, our parks, our public spaces. Whew, it has been quite the treat to be able to bring those touches of Tacoma to KTQA, at least through the daily briefing. Some of the other highlights, really, you know, thanks to the generosity of community members, Sam and several friends were able to refurbish and gift laptops and tablets to kids in need when school buildings shut down for the first time in March and April. And perhaps most excitingly, we secured our broadcast studio location right in the heart of Hilltop. It is really something that we, for a very long time, had been stalled on, and wow, COVID-19 really threw that wrench in our plans. But hey, we just kept pushing forward. Many thanks to Chris at BT Radio Universal for some of the connections that he made in order to help us secure that broadcast studio location. Some of the exciting things are that it is accessible via bus lines and the forthcoming extended light rail. And we really can't wait till it's safe to open it to the community. Right now, it is, well, not only not safe to open it to the community due to health and safety measures for COVID-19, but it's a little bit of a wiring mess right now. Sam's been documenting the studio build with a video series. His YouTube channel is called Waveform Orchard, if you want to see how that's coming along. In the meantime, we have still been broadcasting from our makeshift mobile studio in our home location, where certainly we're not going to be welcoming members of the public. We really can't wait until 2021 when we can do that and bring y'all into and around our studio in Hilltop. To that end, you know, we've really got two major openings for volunteers in the first part of 2021. So if you're looking to start something in the new year, like maybe make a resolution of sorts to serve more or be involved more or connect more, this is your chance. So the first is the content committee opportunities that we've got. You can advise on program schedules and preview and select new shows, advise and generate content for a website and social media and stuff like that. The other big opportunity is our finance committee opportunities. This is about assisting or leading fundraising, recruiting underwriters and sponsors, and researching and applying for grants. You know, you can just have even just an hour or two a week volunteering with KTQA to really make that difference. It helps us. I can't count the number of times that Sam has lamented to me, you know, KTQA cannot be the Sam and Becky show forever, and it was really never intended to be like this. We've always been wanting to have KTQA be by and for the community, to entertain and to educate, and to be something that reflects and mirrors Tacoma's voices and talents, and we're just so excited. And we're already starting to hear from folks interested in doing regular shows and have suggestions for pre-existing shows as well. And we're really eager to get y'all going. And if you'd like to get involved at any level, you can email info@ktqa.org. You can call or text us at 253-330-8821. Or you can go to ktqa.org/contact and be a little bit more specific about what you're interested in terms of your volunteering or your ideas. Really, we welcome all of them. And I so appreciate your patience if you have already reached out to us and it's taken a little while for me to get back to you. If you haven't heard from me or you haven't heard from Sam, you know, give us another ring. One of the reasons we need volunteers other folks involved is because, hey, right now for 2020, as we've been sort of in this holding pattern, it's just been me doing this right now with all of the contacts. So if you'd also like to help in that respect, that would be awesome. But again, I'm just finding myself so privileged with all of the challenges of 2020, being able to connect with you through KTQA Daily Briefing has been my pleasure and my absolute privilege. This concludes our final KTQA Daily Briefing of 2020. Remember that you can dial 211 for community resources. Our phone number where you can call us or text us is 253-330-8821. And if you missed any part of the daily briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. So with the new year just around the corner, we've got just a few more hours left in this year. We got lots of new opportunities for involvement. And if you aren't on our email list, you can go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know you'd like to be included. Stay safe, wash up, mask up. Happiest of New Year's.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.